The battle to halt the demolition of the Jewish maternity hospital in Whitechapel's Underwood Road has united a disparate group of campaigners. For many EastEnders, past and present, this cosy arts and crafts building is a symbol of East End community. The Jewish population of Tower Hamlets has largely dispersed over the last decades, but the will to connect lingers on, with campaigners using the early 21st century phenomenon of Facebook to battle for an early 20th century building. Like any solid achievement, the hospital began as a dream. The dreamer, in this case, was Alice Moddle. Born to a middle-class family in 1856, Moddle became a pioneer in maternal and child welfare. Mother and child mortality were horribly high in Victorian times, especially in poor areas such as Whitechapel. Most births would take place at home, with what support there was coming from friends and family. Sanitation and medical care were almost non-existent. Moddle's idea was for a proper system of support, where mother and child could be cared for both before and after the birth. Conversations with her friend Bella Lowy, a writer, teacher, community worker, gave birth to the idea of the Sick Room Help Society, where mothers could have a safe place to give birth, with nursing help at home afterwards. Pressing the wealthier members of the Jewish community for funds, the pair made the plan a reality. And by the early years of the 20th century, the SRHS was a huge success. But what they really needed was a permanent home. A £5,000 bequest by Mrs. Ada Lewis Hill gave them their start. Sir Marcus Samuel, the founder of Shell, who later became Viscount Bearstead, gave them another £2,000, which bought equipment. Next, Mrs. Harris Lebus chipped in to furnish the home. Now a row of old houses in Underwood Road was demolished, and in 1911 the new hospital, affectionately known as Mother Levy's after the administrator, rose in their place. It wasn't a grandiloquent building. The trustees spent Samuel's money on medicine rather than show, and young architect John Myers designed a modest arts and crafts style cottage as the entrance to the hospital. It's this building that campaigners are fighting to save, rather than the utilitarian body of the hospital. Moddle & Co. wanted the building to be welcoming and domestic. Ironically, it's this very modesty of design that led English Heritage to reject calls to list the building last year. There were three maternity wards, an operating theatre, four free bedrooms and two for private patients. In 1912, an infant welfare centre was added with free milk for nursing mothers. The nurses also dispensed lessons in hygiene and thrift. The hospital again became a victim of its success, with demand far exceeding supply. By the time Queen Mary visited in 1916, mums were getting lessons on feeding and clothing their tots, and there were lessons on how to hand sew baby garments. Visiting nurses from the Queen Victoria's Jubilee Institute, meanwhile, would distribute clothes from charity collections. In many ways, the hospital anticipated the long overdue changes in healthcare of the 20th century. In 1918, it amalgamated with the Ladies Benevolent Lying In Hospital to provide more home services. Then, the Maternity and Child Welfare Act of 1918 saw improvements in antenatal care. Mother Levy's, of course, had been there well ahead of the Act, and it took an active role. In 1927, neighbouring buildings were taken over, and there was now an infant welfare centre, an antenatal clinic, and the building was renamed the Bearstead Memorial Hospital, benefactor Marcus Samuel dying that same year. Midwifery services across England were again improved in 1937, and again they followed the lead of independent organisations such as Mother Levy's. Ironically, though, it meant the old hospital was now too small. In 1939, an extraordinary story appeared in the London papers under the headline "Treatment Refused." Expectant mother Franziska Neumann had gone in increasing desperation from hospital to hospital in her native Vienna, in search of a bed, only to be repeatedly told, "We can't treat Jews here." Eventually, a Mersey flight took her to Croydon Aerodrome in South London, and thence to Underwood Road, where her child was safely delivered.